in what was truly a made-for-television sports event. Since there was not a solitary fan in the stands, NASCAR ran its latest cup race in Atlanta Sunday. 22-year-old William Byron, driving the number 24 Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports, finished 33rd after a freak pit episode when his valve stem was knocked off, causing a flat tire on the rear left. And that put him way behind for the race. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give, and can do so quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Charlotte native William Byron is back with me on the show today. So, William, sorry for the tough luck there at Atlanta Motor Speedway on Sunday, but lots of races ahead for you and lots of opportunities for you to win that first cup race. And it appears as if, seems like you're on the cusp of doing that sometime in the very near future. Let's go back, though, even further right now on S&C and find out how you got into this racing biz.
Yeah, definitely through iRacing. After iRacing, I think that I was such a fan of NASCAR racing that I wanted to get in some kind of race car any way that I could, and that was Legend Cars for me. They have Legend Cars in North Carolina. They're actually based there, so started racing those at Charlotte Motor Speedway and the various tracks around the North Carolina area when I was 14 and 15 years old, and really things just took off after that. I had some good success there with those cars and started kind of my climb through the ranks after that.
Yeah, last year you're just 21 years of age, and you're sitting there at the pole for the Great American Race, biggest race of the year, Daytona 500. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really cool to be on the pole of the Daytona 500, at one of the special moments of my career for sure so far. So that was awesome. We had a good run going in that race, and it's a tough race. A lot of things that could be out of your control in that race, but we had a good showing there and really kind of catapulted our season into success. So making the playoffs last year was a great thing, and hopefully this year we can make the playoffs again and have a shot at a few wins as well.
Yes, you made the NASCAR playoffs last year, that select group. What did that mean to you as a young driver and to your team?
Making the playoffs was a big deal for us. We kind of set out for that as our goal last year. So now that we've kind of reached that goal, that obviously the expectation is to get there again. And it's an important thing in our sport to be able to make the playoffs. It kind of says a lot about your team and your ability. And I think if we can put ourselves in position this year, I think we have the fast race cars to actually compete for a championship this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've said that you feel that God has allowed you to get into racing, to share your faith in Jesus, to tell everybody that Christ loves them, died on the cross for their sins, wants a relationship with them. William, tell me how God has opened up those doors to share your testimony.
I think it happens pretty consistently. I think with the amount of fans that come to our races and are able to watch what we do, and I think it's just it's our job as drivers, as Christians, to spread our message and spread the message of Christ. And I try to carry that out through every weekend, really, at the racetrack.
That's terrific. Well, I know that you're passionate about racing, but even more passionate about Jesus in your life and following Him and reading His Word and telling others about it. How did you become so excited about your faith?
I think really just when I grew up in a Christian family, a Presbyterian church near my house. We went to almost every week and grew up in Sunday school and going to all those things, youth group and all the various things. But really, faith for me took on a different meaning once I got out on my own and started to race on my own and started to learn more about life and the way that I wanted to live. And it holds a big importance to me. I think that God has a lot of things in my life that have been put there for a reason. And it's up to me to choose what I do with Him and how I use my platform to influence other people. So I think that's an important thing as an athlete is to use that for good.
Yeah, that's what it's about. No matter what profession we're in, do what God's called you to do, and that is to live for Him and share your faith. 22-year-old William Byron, the NASCAR driver, back with me today on Sports and Commentary to tell his story. William, thank you for taking all this time for these days on S&C. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Hopefully, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too, William. God bless you.